Stand, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And I am at the door, wishing my belly would allow my face to get close to the peephole. I control my breathing and force myself to say, "Who is it, please?" "Food Mart," says a male voice, not one I recognize. "Delivery, online order." I hesitate, wondering for a second if I've lost my mind. Did I order groceries for today? Javier just came yesterday, Monday, which is my usual day for deliveries, unless I order something midweek. Then I usually do it on Thursdays to be sure of getting Javier again. Not that he is special, just that he is used to me, and I despise having to deal with someone new and watch them disguise their horror and revulsion when they take me in for the first time. So, for better or worse, Javier is my guy, because he's been my guy for 3 years now, seeing me often enough to, possibly, not notice how much weight I've gained, even since I stopped going out. I'm sure I was shocking enough in the beginning of my hermitude, but now a new delivery guy is definitely not on my list of things I can handle.
"I don't think I placed an order for today."
I hate how hesitant I sound and how fast my heart is beating. I hear the bags rustling outside the door and then the sound of papers flipping. He doesn't speak for a minute. Then, "Mona Jamborski, online order, July 17th, placed at 10:15 a.m., 5 pounds of pasta, store brand, 3 frozen pizzas, tombstone, 10 jars of marinara sauce, store brand, frozen cakes, Pepperidge Farm, 1 each flavor, vanilla, chocolate, coconut, custard." I desperately interrupt him to stop the litany of my shame.
"Stop," I say, "stop. That was delivered yesterday by Javier. I have all that. I'm having a party."
I close my eyes and bite my lip, wishing the floor would just swallow me up, which is something, actually, that could very well happen one of these days. I don't know who lives underneath of me, but they must be painfully aware of who I am at times. "Mrs. Jamborski?"
"Yes,"
I said, not bothering to correct him about my title.
"Yes, there must have been a duplicate order placed. I am very sorry. A computer glitch or something, maybe. Can you return these items to the store? I hate that you've come out here for nothing."
I hear him sigh loudly. "Look, ma'am," he says, not sounding annoyed as much as practical. He sounds younger than I first thought he was, maybe just a teenager. His voice is very deep, but he doesn't speak with any polish or any real inflection. "A lot of this stuff is frozen. By the time I get it back to the store, they won't restock it. You won't be charged for it twice. If you already got a delivery, then this is just free food." I think, casting around in my head for options while the silence grows, "Ma'am, can you just open the door?" He says, not making the sentence a question. "I'll just put the bags down, you can sign, and I'll go. Maybe," he adds after a beat, "you can invite extra people to your party." I can tell he's being a little sarcastic, not from his tone. He has no tone of voice. He speaks very flatly. Definitely a teenager. He knows he's dealing with a crazy woman now, and he's called my bluff, without even knowing why. I almost snort. But I've lost. I cannot salvage this situation and my pride at the same time. One of the two will have to give. I know which one it will be. It will be the one that always gives.